It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. For nearly a month, about 2 million New Yorkers were eligible for a COVID vaccine. On Monday, when more categories were added, that number more than doubled. And then yesterday, even more groups were added to the list, including many people with chronic health conditions and everyone age 65 or older. Now, well more than 7 million people are eligible. The state doesn't even know yet how many, and there is a lot of confusion and chaos in their ranks. WNYC healthcare reporter Fred Mogul joins us now to describe what's going on. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, David.
The vaccination started with healthcare workers and people at long-term care facilities. Now we are a couple of days into a much broader rollout with the general public. How does it seem to be going?
Well, David, how much do you remember about the rollout of Obamacare several years back?
Yes, I remember it was chaotic. Lots of crashing computers, technical issues, people who couldn't get insurance coverage for a while.
Very good recall.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty much what happened then, and that's sort of what's happening now on a much smaller scale in New York with COVID vaccination. In both cases, then and now, for some people, things worked very, very smoothly, but for many others, it has been a hot mess.
Okay, well, what kinds of problems are we talking about here?
Now, part of it's just demand. The cities and states' registration websites were not built for all 7 million people or so to try to sign up at the same time. It doesn't say that all of them exactly are clustering right now, but the systems are crashing. Some websites were built for some browsers, but not others. The usual internet glitches. Yeah, and the other part of it is just lack of coordination. There's a lot of different systems. So you can try to make an appointment through the city, through one of the hospital or urgent care networks, or through primary care clinics. Eventually, you'll be able to get these vaccines at regular doctors' offices, retail pharmacies, like you do other vaccines. But at the moment, that's very hit or miss. So in all these different settings, these different places, you can have very different experiences signing up.
Okay, the people that you have spoken with, how has it gone for them?
Well, on Monday, I walked through the whole thing with one man at Mount Sinai Beth Israel in Manhattan. And it took a while, but the line moved. It was basically no worse than when you hit the Department of Motor Vehicles or airline security or any number of places on a bad day. Not great, but not catastrophic. On Tuesday, yesterday, I talked to 82-year-old Betsy Sargeson in Brooklyn about her experience signing up for a city vaccine station in Bushwick. She spent 4 hours one day on Friday, 2 hours the next day on Saturday online, filling out forms over and over again, never getting them accepted. She finally gets an appointment. She receives an email that looks like a conversation. It has her name on it, that lists a place and a time. She prints it up, brings it with her on a 40-minute Uber ride across Brooklyn. She arrives at this public high school in Bushwick, because that's where the computer assigned her as the closest vaccination center nearby.
Oh, no. I see where this is going.
Well, yeah. So apparently the sheet of paper is not what she thinks it is. It lacks the all-important confirmation code number. Turns out it wasn't confirmation at all. So we're still not sure what it was. And she's far from the only one there in the same situation.
There was a man there who said he'd driven 2 hours to come to the appointment, and another woman who was in a walker who had a health aide who had driven her there. They both thought she had an appointment. So many people who have come to the same roadblock.
Sargeson estimates there were maybe 30 people there in the same situation as her just while she was there. The only saving grace is that there was someone in a fluorescent vest from the city checking paperwork before you got online. So before waiting in a 3-block long line, he told her to go home and start over, which she did. She now has an appointment for a different clinic out in Canarsie, the other side of Brooklyn, next week.
Wow. So what are the mayor and the health authorities saying about the system?
As you might imagine, they're trying to emphasize the glass half full part of all the people who are getting appointments and being vaccinated. They say they're adding more and more vaccine sites, enlisting community groups and volunteers to help people sign up. And they say they're working on solving the technical problems. But at the moment, the system really just can't quite keep up with demand.
All right. Well, given how difficult it appears to be to sign up, is everyone really getting an equal chance at the vaccine, or just those with younger relatives who can pitch in and help them with the technology?
That's a good question. It certainly helps to have younger tech-savvy relatives. But it sounds like even people with a lot of patience and persistence in computer skills are having problems. Now, the city and state say there's an alternative. You can call a hotline, but you should probably be prepared to spend a lot of time on that phone and maybe have a few dropped calls as well. So that's not quite a panacea. You know, as we're saying before, for a while, there was a small supply of vaccine, but an even smaller demand among healthcare workers. Now there's still a small supply, but demand is really large now that more and more people are eligible. And both those things will probably fluctuate a lot in the coming months.
All right. Well, Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo have both said it will be a top priority to vaccinate the vulnerable communities who were hit the hardest in the spring. After the first couple of days, do we have any sense as to whether that's happening?
Anecdotally, I've talked to people operating clinics in some of these communities, in Harlem and the South Bronx, for instance. They say at the moment they've got plenty of people lining up for their very limited supplies of vaccine. But I don't have hard data on that. I'm trying to get it from the city. Some advocates I spoke with expressed concerns about these technical difficulties, you know, in getting people registered and getting them reservations. They say they've had their work cut out for them, really overcoming mistrust among elderly of color and many others in the community. That's, again, what we saw in Group 1A with the healthcare workers, and those in support services, the security guards and custodians not signing up. It doesn't help if you have people who are ambivalent about the vaccine, doubtful that the government has their back in making sure the vaccine development process, you know, really worked, it's on the up and up, and then they come through a government portal to get a vaccination slot, only to find the reservation system all messed up. Right. Advocates are concerned about the long-term implications of that for turnout in the communities of color.
All right, Fred. Well, in our last few moments here, and any positive note you want to end on, stories of people for whom everything went smoothly?
I did wake up and look on social media. I did see a bunch of teachers in particular who said they whisked in, you know, toward the end of the day. They got reservations on relatively short notice. They had smiles on their faces. So I don't want to say that it's all doom and gloom. I think lots of people are having very positive experiences, and they're certainly very, very glad to be vaccinated and hoping that their next umpteen months will be much safer because they are.
Mm. All right. We'll hear much more about this in the days and weeks ahead. WNYC's health reporter, Fred Mogul. Thanks for joining us, Fred.
Thank you so much.